Hello folks, it's Pilgrim Chris. On this, the 13th of May, 2012, and as you can see from the title of this boo, Another Day in the Life, I'm going to tell you about a day in my life, and it's not going to be today. It's not going to be about today. I did a day in the life boo recently, where I was talking about the death of my father, and it was quite a touching boo for myself. I played it back to myself, and it was quite a sad boo. It's about the death of your father. It can't really be a happy boo, can it? And so I thought I would counter that boo in some way with another day in the life and address the balance a little bit. And the day in the life that I'm talking about today was the 23rd of December 1996. And I'll give you a little bit of run-up to this day. I'd been with my partner at the time for 8-9 years, and at that time we were married on that day in question, the 23rd of December 1996, but we'd only married a couple of months before, although I had proposed to her well over a year before that, but it was all the planning and the organisation of our wedding that was taking the time, of course. Well, one day back in April of that year, 1996, I came home from work. And it was a bit late. I'd done a bit of overtime, as I recall. I was very shattered. It was a hard job I was doing then. And I sat down, and within an hour, I'd had some tea, which was lovely. And my then partner, we weren't married at that time, had said to me, "Would I like a drink?" Thinking she meant a cup of coffee, I said, "Yes, please." And she said, "No, a real drink. I'll get you a beer from the shop." Well, this in itself was unusual. She'd never bought me a beer from the shop. Not because she was a Puritan or anything like that. We didn't drink heavily, and it wasn't something I did often at home. And so I thought that was unusual, but I was very welcoming. She knew I'd had a hard day. I thought, how considerate. And so I said, "Yes, please, I'll have a drink. I'll have a lager. I was a lager drinker then. I said, "And get something for yourself, of course. I'll have a cider." She says, "No, I can't." I said, "Of course you can. If you want a drink, go and have a drink." She says, "No, I can't." I thought, okay, well, I don't want to argue anything. Everything seemed to be going swimmingly. I says, "I'll have a drink then." And she promptly went to the shop, came back, opened the can for me and asked me if I wanted it poured into a glass. Now, this never happens in my life. It wasn't something I was used to. So I'm already flummoxed. And I'm a typical bloke. A woman's doing something totally out of the ordinary. I'm thinking there's some tragedy going to be bestowed upon me at any time now. I'm either going to be asked to fix a leaky pipe, or I'm going to be told that a member of my family has passed away, or anything in between. But whatever it is, it wasn't going to be good. But I didn't let this show. I sucked my beer and waited for the inevitable. And as I'm sure you're all aware, you gentlemen out there, when a woman looks at you in a meaningful manner, you are supposed to understand what she's trying to portray to you. You're supposed to be able to mind read. Women expect us to mind read. They expect us to know their every thought, every whim, every mood. And of course, we don't. And it was the same here. Because about halfway down my drink, my partner turned around to me and said, "I'm pregnant." My first reaction was, I put the drink down, put my head in my hands and said, "Oh, fuck." Probably not the wisest move to make, because looking up I could see my partner's face fallen, look of fear in her eyes. She'd obviously been trying to tell me this news for some time, and I don't know why she was so worried about it. I'd proposed to marry her, and the deal was that when I eventually proposed, that children would be okay. I was anti-children, anti-marriage for many years, and my partner stuck with me, wore me down, as it were, and that was a little unkind, but stayed with me, and eventually I was ready. And so the shock of her telling me, I couldn't understand. The shock of her actually telling me at that moment in time, when I went, "Oh, fuck," was obvious. I wasn't expecting it. But of course, I quickly got up, put my arms around my partner, and celebrated, and it was wonderful. And the day in question, December 23rd, 1996, was the day my first child, my daughter, was born. Glorious. glorious day. I could tell you a little bit more. We were having lunch on the day in question. Hot pot, Lancashire hot pot in a local pub. And my then wife's waters broke. Raced to Derbyshire Royal Infirmary. They kept her in. Yes, it was going to be due. Could be due any time. I stayed with her for 4 hours when she told me to go home. My wife told me to go home. She said I was getting on her nerves. I couldn't understand it. I mean, all I was doing was asking her if she was all right. I mean, I was concerned. Well, yes, I was asking her if she was all right every 10 seconds for the past 4 hours. But I was a concerned father to be. But of course, this wasn't really beneficial to her in her already stressful and emotional state. So I went home and sat down waiting for the phone to ring. Not daring to move, car keys in hand, ready to go. Hours went by. I'm fretting, phoning up the hospital. It's all right, sir, everything's fine. We'll let you know as soon as anything happens. 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm still sitting there, but now I'm thinking there's nothing on TV. I can't distract my mind. I'll go and have a bath. I needed a freshen up. I thought it's going to be a long night. I'll have a bath now. Ran the bath, got in the bath. The phone rang. Get here now. We are imminent. We are imminent. Those very words said twice. We are imminent. Jumped out of the bath. Put my shorts on, t-shirt on, no time to dry, flip-flops on, car keys, in the car, racing to the hospital, breaking every speed limit, getting there within 5 minutes. Racing in, sitting down. 3 hours went by before my daughter was born. My daughter was born. I was there for the birth. The nurse gave the child first to me. They were sorting my partner out, my wife out. And I held this little bundle in my arms. I'd never been great with children up to that point. I was very nervous around them. There was something that I could break, and I didn't want to hold something I could break, especially a child. I couldn't interact with children very well. I couldn't be on their level, or I didn't want to be on their level. But my daughter was placed in my arms, and it was the most wonderful, natural thing in the world. The next day, we were allowed to go home. Everything went swimmingly. Everybody was in good health. So on the 24th of December, 1996, we went home in the afternoon. And we brought in Christmas and the New Year with our new baby child, our new little girl. And so, December the 23rd, 1996, a day in the life, the day my daughter was born, my first child. A little footnote to that, my daughter's now 15 and doesn't speak to me. But it's all good. Thanks for listening, and as always, have a great day, and if applicable, may God bless you.